Good. Well, good afternoon.
God eftermiddag.
It's wonderful to be with you today.
Det er rigtig dejligt at være her i dag.
This is my first time to be in Denmark.
Det er min første gang i Danmark.
And I'm sure it's not going to be my last.
Jeg tror ikke, det bliver min sidste gang.
Because I feel like that God is doing a major work in this country.
For jeg har en oplevelse af, at Gud gør noget meget vigtigt her i landet nu.
I shared last night that on what day was? Oh, Sunday morning. I went to Thisted.
Søndag morgen tog jeg til Thisted.
And on the way, as I saw all the windmills,
og på vejen så jeg en masse vindmøller.
God spoke to me.
Og Gud talte til mig.
And he said,
og han sagde,
"Do you know why there's windmills here?"
Ved du hvorfor der er vindmøller her?
And I thought, "Well, because there's wind."
Jeg tænkte, nok fordi der er vind.
That's right.
Og det er rigtigt.
The windmills are here because there's wind.
Vindmøllerne er her fordi der er vind.
God said that just as we have wind in the natural.
Og Gud sagde, ligesom vi har naturlig vind i
Danmark. The wind of his Holy Spirit is going to blow across this country.
Så vil Helligåndens vind også blæse igennem det her land.
And the natural, that wind produces power.
Og i det naturlige producerer den vind strøm.
And so it does in the spiritual realm.
Og på samme måde vil det også være tilfældet i den åndelige verden.
The power of God will be released across this country.
At Guds kraft vil blive forløst igennem det her land.
Last night at our meeting as we were leaving,
i går aftes på mødet, da vi var på vej ud,
a man came up to me and he said, "I want to tell you what I saw."
Kom en mand op til mig og sagde, jeg vil gerne fortælle dig hvad jeg så.
Oh, there's another water bottle right there.
Super.
I thought when I saw him set it down there, I didn't even see that one.
That's good.
Okay. and he said, "I hope that what I saw is part one."
Han sagde, jeg håber at det jeg så ligesom var første del.
Because God gave him a vision.
Fordi at han oplevede at Gud gav ham et syn.
And he said, "I saw a lot of Christians."
Han sagde, jeg så en masse kristne.
And on their right shoulder they had like a lamp. I guess you would say.
Og på deres højre skulder havde de ligesom en lampe.
And your scripture that you read reminded me of that, which is very pertinent.
Og det vers du læste mindede mig om det.
He said that all the Christians had these lamps on their right shoulder.
Han sagde alle kristne havde den her lampe på deres højre skulder.
But there was no light.
Men der var ikke noget lys i den.
And he said, "I hope I see the second part of that vision."
Han sagde, jeg håber at der kommer en part 2 af den her vision.
Well, he will.
Og det tror jeg.
You see, because most of the Christians are powerless.
Fordi mange af os som kristne oplever at vi mangler kraft.
And that's what that vision that he saw represented.
Og det var det den vision han så repræsenterede.
The time is coming when the power of God is going to be released.
Men der vil komme en tid, hvor Guds kraft vil blive forløst.
And all believers are going to turn their lights on.
Og alle troende vil få tændt for det her lys.
That everybody else can see the glory.
Så alle andre omkring os kan se Guds nærvær. Guds
so it's going to happen.
Så vi tror, at det vil ske.
Turn with me over to Mark chapter 3.
Vi skal se Markus kapitel 3.
Mark chapter 3. I want to talk to you this afternoon just for a little bit.
Jeg vil sige lidt i eftermiddag.
About the key to success.
Om nøglen til succes.
Which is basically to find the will of God and then do it.
Som i bund og grund handler om at finde Guds vilje og så gøre det.
That's what true success really
is. Det
er
det der er sand succes.
I pastored for 30 years.
Jeg har været præst i 30 år.
I planted 5 different churches in 5 different cities.
Og den periode plantede jeg 5 menigheder i 5 forskellige byer.
And I learned a lot over those many years.
Og jeg lærte rigtig meget igennem de 30 år.
And so I want to share with you maybe just a little bit of what I've learned to encourage you.
Jeg har lyst til bare at dele lidt af det jeg har lært for at opmuntre jer.
It's so important that we be who God created us to be.
Det er så vigtigt at vi kan være den som Gud har skabt os til at være.
That we not try to be somebody else.
At vi ikke forsøger at være en anden end den vi er skabt til at være.
But that we find our place in the body of Christ.
Men at vi finder vores plads på Guds legeme.
And fulfill what God has called us to do.
og opfylder det kald Gud har givet os.
One time in Brazil, I had a real encounter with the Lord.
En gang da jeg var i Brasilien, havde jeg et meget stærkt møde med Gud.
And he took me up into his presence.
Og jeg oplevede, at han løftede mig op i hans nærvær.
And I saw him at a distance.
Og jeg oplevede at se ham sådan på afstand.
And he spoke to me.
Og han talte til mig.
And he said, I called you.
Og han sagde, jeg kaldte dig.
And I will do it.
Og jeg vil gøre det.
Now when he said those words, the sound of his voice was like nothing I'd ever heard before.
Da jeg hørte ham sige det her, lød hans stemme ikke som noget jeg havde hørt før.
It was like I was not just hearing with my ears, I was hearing with my whole person.
Det var som om jeg ikke bare hørte hans stemme med mine ører, men med hele min krop.
Those words completely penetrated my being.
At ordene på en eller anden måde gik igennem mig fuldstændig.
I called you and I will do it.
Jeg kaldte dig, og jeg vil gøre det.
Well, see, I needed to hear that.
Det havde jeg rigtig meget brug for at høre.
Because I felt very inadequate.
Fordi jeg følte mig meget utilstrækkelig.
I felt like I was just struggling in so many ways, not really doing what God had called me to do.
Jeg følte bare, jeg kæmpede på så mange måder, og ikke rigtig udførte det kald, som Gud havde givet mig.
And I realized that as long as I'm doing what God has called me to do.
Og jeg indså, at så længe at jeg gør det, som Gud har kaldet mig til at gøre,
that he's going to take care of everything else.
Så vil han tage sig alt det andet.
But I have to do my part first.
Men jeg skal gøre min lille del først.
Because his call on my life was sure.
Fordi hans kald over mit liv var helt sikkert.
So it was so important that I'm doing what God has called me to do.
Så det er så vigtigt, at jeg gør det, Gud har kaldet mig til at gøre.
And then he is going to make the way. He's going to take care of everything.
Og så vil han bane vejen og tage sig af resten.
So, and then God reminded me of a passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Og så mindede Gud mig om en passage i 1. Thessalonica 5,
verse 24,
vers 24,
which says, "Faithful is he who called you."
Som siger, trofast er han som kaldte dig.
"And he will bring it to pass."
Han vil også gøre det.
Now, so what God said to me that day wasn't just for me.
Så det Gud sagde til mig den dag var jo ikke kun til mig.
Because it corresponds with Scripture.
Fordi det er baseret på Skriften.
And it's for every believer.
Og det er for enhver troende.
That as we're doing what God has called us to do.
At når vi gør det Gud har kaldet os til at gøre.
That he is going to do incredible things through us.
At han vil gøre fantastiske ting gennem os.
The biggest problem that I had as a pastor was staying out of God's way.
Den største udfordring jeg havde som præst, det var ikke at gå i vejen for Gud.
Because I was always wanting to do things my way and not God's way.
Fordi jeg var altid i gang med at forsøge at gøre tingene på min måde i stedet for Guds måde.
And God said if I can just learn to cooperate with him.
Og jeg følte bare hvis jeg kunne samarbejde med Gud,
that he will manifest his presence.
Så vil han komme med sit nærvær.
That he will do amazing things.
Og han vil gøre
life.
Fantastiske ting i mit liv.
Now, in Mark chapter 3,
in Markus 3,
verse 14,
vers 14,
this is where it says that Jesus, he appointed 12.
Der står, at Jesus han udvalgte de 12 apostle.
So that they would be with him.
De skulle stå i lære hos ham.
And that he could send them out to preach.
Så han senere kunne sende dem ud med fuldmagt til at forkynde det glædelige budskab.
Now, Jesus called the 12 to two clear purposes.
Jesus kaldte de 12 med to klare formål.
First was that they would be with him.
For det første skulle de være sammen med ham.
That they would spend time with him.
De skulle tilbringe tid sammen.
Which they did for, you know, over 3 years.
Og det gjorde de jo meget intenst i 3 år.
They had fellowship with him, they had a relationship with him.
De havde en nær relation med ham, fællesskab med ham.
And that's what God wants for every one of us.
Og det er det Gud ønsker for hver eneste af os.
To spend time alone with him.
At vi skal bruge tid alene sammen med ham.
And to learn his ways.
Og lære hans måde at gøre ting.
And to become intimate with him.
Og blive fortrolig og intim med ham.
Because that's the foundation of our whole existence.
Fordi det er fundamentet for hele vores eksistens.
Just as Jesus picked out 12 to spend time with him.
Ligesom Jesus udvalgte 12 til at tilbringe tid med ham.
So he's calling every one of us to spend time with him.
Kalder han hver eneste af os til at tilbringe tid
alone
sammen med ham.
Alone
sammen med ham.
And Psalm 46 verse 10.
Salme 46 vers 10.
The Bible says, "Be still and know that I'm God."
Vær stille og kend at jeg er Gud.
Okay, is that better?
Er det bedre?
Okay. Well, they're not listening to me anyway. They're listening to him.
De lytter til mig alligevel.
Okay. Be still and know that I'm God.
Vær stille og kend at jeg er Gud.
Now, I looked up those words, be still.
Ja, jeg tjekkede de her ord, vær stille.
It literally means to cease striving.
Det betyder bogstaveligt at holde op med at stræbe.
It means to let go.
Det betyder at give slip.
To relax.
At slappe af.
To turn the volume of the world down.
At skrue ned for verdens støj.
And soak in the manifest presence of God.
At være i Guds nærvær.
It means literally to get still and to get quiet before him.
Det betyder bogstaveligt at være stille inden for ham.
To spend time with him.
At bruge tid med ham.
And then the promise is that we'll know God.
Og løftet er at så vil vi kende Gud.
Now that word know does not mean an intellectual knowledge about God.
Ordet kende betyder ikke i grundteksten en intellektuel viden om Gud.
It doesn't mean that as we get still and quiet before him that we'll know a lot more details about him. We'll know more facts about him.
Det betyder ikke, at når vi bliver stille, at så lærer vi flere detaljer om ham, flere fakta omkring ham.
But that word know literally means an experiential knowledge.
Men det ord at kende, det betyder bogstaveligt en erfaringsmæssig erkendelse.
So he's saying as we get still and quiet before him.
Han siger når vi bliver stille inden for ham.
As we spend time with him.
Og bruger tid sammen med ham.
Just like the disciples
ligesom disciplene gjorde.
That we will experience him.
At vi kan få lov til at erfare ham, opleve ham.
We will experience the reality of him in our lives.
At vi vil opleve hans virkelighed, hans realitet i vores liv.
And so no longer is God somebody that we have an intellectual knowledge of.
Så Gud er ikke længere bare en, som vi har et intellektuelt viden om.
Or somebody that's a million miles away that we really don't know.
Eller en, som er langt væk, som vi ikke rigtig kender.
But rather, we know him by experiencing the reality of him in our lives.
Men i stedet har vi erfaret, at han er virkelig i vores liv.
He becomes real to us.
Han bliver virkelig for den enkelte af os.
Now, when we talk about getting still and getting quiet,
når vi taler om at blive stille og holde op med at snakke,
sometimes we refer to the word soaking. Does everybody know what that
means? Så snakker vi om et ord, som på engelsk hedder at soake. Det betyder at lade sig. Ja, det er lidt ligesom at sætte sig ned i et badekar fyldt med vand. I'm just trying to explain. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll explain it, but I don't know if they have prior understanding or have heard the term.
Kender I, har I hørt den term før? At soake. At lade sig omslutte af Guds nærvær.
Well, let me say it this way.
Lad mig sige det på den
måde. Okay. You don't soak in order, I mean, excuse me. You don't get wet standing on the bank of the river.
Lad mig sige det på den her måde. Du bliver ikke våd ved at stå på flodbredden.
You have to jump in the water before you start soaking.
Du er nødt til at hoppe i vandet før du bliver våd.
And so you really don't start soaking until you're in the manifest presence of God.
Så du begynder sådan set ikke at soake, at opsuge hans nærvær, før du er i hans nærvær.
So we don't soak in order to get into his presence.
Så vi soaker ikke for at komme tæt på ham.
But we start soaking after we are in his presence.
Men vi kan soake, når vi har bevæget os ind i hans nærvær.
Then we soak him in.
Så opsuger vi ham.
I like to compare it to like a dry sponge.
Jeg kan godt lide at sammenligne med en tør svamp.
If you put it in a bucket of water, what happens?
Hvis du putter en tør svamp i en spand vand, hvad sker der så?
Well, at first nothing. The sponge just floats on top of the water.
Først så flyder den bare oven på vandet. Der sker ikke noget.
But the longer it sits there, slowly it begins to submerge.
Men eftersom den har ligget der et stykke tid, så begynder den langsomt at synke ned.
Until it's completely immersed in the water.
Indtil den har fuldstændig opsuget vand.
Until every cell of that sponge is permeated with water.
Indtil hver eneste celle i den her svamp er fyldt med vand.
And that's what happens to us.
Og det er det, der sker med os.
The longer that we spend in His manifest presence.
Jo længere tid vi bruger i Guds nærvær.
The more every cell of our being becomes permeated with Him.
Desto mere bliver hver eneste celle i vores væsen gennemtrængt af Hans nærvær.
And just like you take the sponge out of the water.
Og ligesom når man tager svampen ud af vandet.
The water just pours off the sponge.
Vil vandet bare løbe ud af svampen?
Well, so it does with us.
På samme måde er det med os.
When we come from the manifest presence of God.
Når vi har været i Guds nærvær.
That the rivers of living water just pour forth from us.
Vil de floder af levende vand vi har absorberet flyde ud af vores liv.
And it affects everybody that we come in contact with.
Og det påvirker alle som vi kommer i kontakt med.
So it's important that we learn to come into His manifest presence and begin to soak there.
Så det er vigtigt at vi lærer at komme ind i Hans nærvær og opsuge Hans nærvær.
I like to use another illustration of soaking.
Jeg kan også lide en anden illustration.
Say you prepare a dish for dinner.
Jeg siger, man forbereder et måltid mad.
And you serve it.
Og du serverer sådan en tallerken.
And after dinner you take the bowl and there's still a little food left in it.
Og efter I har spist, så tager man gryden ud, og der er stadig lidt mad i bunden.
And you set it on your kitchen counter.
Og man sætter det på køkkenbordet.
And you leave and you're gone for 3 or 4 hours.
Og så går du 3-4 timer er du væk.
And then you come back and you look at the bowl.
Og kigger på gryden.
And you think, oh no!
Og du tænker, ah,
but what's happened?
Hvad er sket?
The food is dried and stuck to the bowl.
Nu er maden tørret ind og sidder fast i gryden.
So you take a knife and you start scraping, trying to get the dried up food out.
Så tager du måske kniv eller et eller andet og forsøger at skrabe det her tørre mad ud.
And that doesn't work.
Og det virker ikke.
So you get a hammer and a chisel.
Så tager du en hammer og en mejsel, og så begynder du at banke maden ud.
You start trying to get all of that dried up food out of the bowl.
Banke den her mad ud af skålen.
Or
eller,
after dinner you can take the bowl.
Efter måltid kan du tage
put it in the sink,
sæt den i håndvasken,
and fill it up with water,
fyld den med vand,
and let it soak,
og lad den opsuge vandet.
Then you come back 3 or 4 hours later,
kommer du tilbage 3-4 timer senere,
and you take the bowl and you turn it up,
og du tager skålen og vender den om.
The water comes out, but also
that men også maden. Madresterne.
There are areas of our lives that we have battled and struggled with.
Der er områder i vores liv, som vi har kæmpet med.
There's some old garbage that's just stuck to us and it's been there for years.
Der er noget gammelt affald, som sidder fast i os og har været der i årevis.
And we've tried to overcome through the arm of the flesh.
Og vi har forsøgt med vores egen kraft ligesom at overvinde
det. We've tried everything to overcome, but it's still there.
Vi har prøvet alt for at overvinde, men det er der stadig.
We still struggle with the same issues.
Vi kæmper stadig med de samme ting.
We even take out our axe and we start chopping away at the root.
Vi tager vores økse frem og vi begynder at forsøge at hugge med øksen på roden til det her.
But it's still there.
Men affaldet er der stadig.
But when we soak in the manifest presence of God every day.
Men når vi lader os bade i eller opsuge Guds nærvær hver dag.
All of that junk that's been stuck to our lives for all of those years begins to fall away.
Alt det her affald, som har siddet fast i vores liv i årevis, begynder at blive skyllet ud.
Because that can't stand in the manifest presence of God.
For det kan ikke blive der i Guds nærvær.
The more of Him that comes in, something has to leave.
Jo mere af Ham der kommer ind, desto mere noget andet må komme ud.
And that's those issues that we've been struggling and dealing with for years and years and years.
Og det er alle de her ting, emner i vores liv, som vi har kæmpet
God
med i årevis.
God does some incredible healing in our lives.
Gud gør fantastisk helbredelse i vores indre liv,
so that we can be more effective in fulfilling the call of God on our lives.
Så vi også kan være mere effektive i at udføre det kald han har givet os til vores liv.
See, you know, probably many of you had dreams or visions even years ago of God using you in special ways.
Mange af jer har sikkert haft drømme eller visioner i årevis om om områder, hvor Gud skulle bruge jer.
But you just feel like, well, yeah, but you know, it's too late now. I could never really do that.
Ah, men så tænker du måske, ah, ja, det er ligesom for sent det der løb.
No, that's a lie.
Men det er en løgn.
God is not through with you.
Gud er ikke færdig med nogen af jer.
And God wants to use you in a powerful way.
Og Gud ønsker at bruge hver eneste af jer på en kraftfuld måde.
In His kingdom, right here in this area.
I hans rige, lige her i det her område.
To literally transform this area with the power of God.
For rent bogstaveligt at transformere det her område med hans kraft.
Every one of us are letting our light shine.
Hvor hver eneste af os lader vores lys.
That everybody else is going to see that bright light.
Så hver anden vil se det her lys.
And they're going to glorify God who is in heaven.
Og vil ære Gud i himlen for det.
God wants to use you individually.
Gud ønsker at bruge dig individuelt.
To accomplish His purposes.
For at nå hans mål.
So it's not too late.
Så det er ikke for sent.
It's a day of new beginnings.
Det er dagen for nye begyndelser.
It doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter what your life has been like in the past.
Det betyder faktisk ikke noget, hvor gammel du er, eller hvordan dit liv har været i fortiden.
Today is a new day.
Fordi dagen i dag er
today
en ny dag.
Today is a turning point in your life.
Og kan blive et vendepunkt i dit liv.
That you can get excited about the things of God.
Og det er tid at blive begejstret for de ting, der kommer fra Gud.
Realizing that God wants to minister to you, so that you will be effective in ministering to other people.
Og det er tid at begynde at forstå, hvordan Gud han vil betjene dig, sådan så du kan blive mere effektiv i at række ud til andre mennesker.
Now, there in Mark chapter 3, verse 14,
i Markus 3, 14,
God called them for two purposes.
Kalder Gud disciplene med to formål.
One, so that they would be with him.
For det første, så de kunne være sammen med ham.
And that's developing that deep, close, intimate relationship with him.
Og udvikle det her nære, intime forhold til ham.
That spending time alone with him every day.
At bruge tid sammen med ham alene hver eneste dag.
Not just to read the Bible and to pray.
Ikke bare i at læse Bibelen og be.
But and that's good, but God wants more than that.
Det er, hvilket jo er godt, men Gud ønsker mere end det.
God spoke to me about that one time because I always said that my highest priority was to spend time with the Lord every day.
Gud har talt til mig om det her, fordi jeg har påstået, at min højeste prioritet var at bruge tid sammen med ham hver dag.
And I would read a few verses.
Og jeg vil læse nogle vers i Bibelen.
And then I would pray.
Og så vil jeg bede.
God bless the missionaries.
Gud velsign missionærerne.
God bless the church.
Gud velsign kirken.
God bring in more people in the church.
Gud bring flere mennesker ind i kirken.
God bring in more money in the church.
Gud bring flere penge ind i kirken.
God deal with the problem people in the church.
Gud tag dig af de problemer som folk har i kirken.
Amen.
Amen.
And that was my time with the Lord.
Og det var så min tid sammen med Gud.
Now, it's critically important that we pray and that we study the word of God, that we know the word of God.
Det er jo af afgørende betydning, at vi beder og at vi studerer Guds ord.
That we intercede for others and for different needs.
Og at vi beder for andre og for deres behov.
But God wants more than that.
Men Gud ønsker mere end det.
He wants time alone with you.
Han ønsker at tilbringe tid alene sammen med dig.
In His presence.
I hans nærvær.
To spend time alone with Him.
At du bruger tid alene sammen med ham.
Not asking for anything.
Ikke tid, hvor du beder ham om noget,
but just more of his presence in your
men
life.
Hvor du bare er stille og lader ham komme med sit nærvær.
Where you get to know him as your best friend.
Hvor du får mulighed for at lære ham at kende som din bedste ven.
Where you truly experience the reality of him in your life.
Hvor du virkelig oplever hans virkelighed, han realiteten i dit liv.
Where you experience his manifest presence every day.
Hvor du får lov at opleve hans tilstedeværelse i dit liv hver dag.
Now, we're in each other's manifest presence.
Her er vi jo i fysisk sammen,
right?
Ikke?
If I was 5 kilometers down the road, we wouldn't be in each other's manifest presence.
Hvis jeg var 5 kilometer væk herfra, så ville vi jo ikke være fysisk sammen.
Because you couldn't see me and I couldn't see you.
Fordi vi kunne ikke se hinanden.
I couldn't hear you, you couldn't hear me.
Eller høre hinanden.
But we're right here together.
Men vi er her sammen.
I can see you and you can see me.
Vi kan se hinanden.
I can hear you and you can hear me.
Og vi kan høre hinanden.
We can walk together, we can talk together.
Vi kan gå sammen, vi kan tale sammen.
We can have fellowship together.
Vi kan have fællesskab med hinanden.
We can play together.
Og lege sammen.
We can enjoy each other's company.
Og have det godt og hyggeligt sammen.
And we can truly become friends.
Og vi har muligheden for at blive venner.
And that's the way it is with the Lord.
Og det er også sådan det er med Gud.
You see, when we experience his manifest presence,
når vi oplever hans tilstedeværelse, hans fysiske nærvær,
we're right there with him.
Er vi simpelthen lige der sammen med ham.
That's when we can see him.
Og vi kan se ham.
We can see what he's doing.
Vi kan se hvad han har gang i.
We can hear his voice.
Vi kan høre hans stemme.
We can walk with him and talk with him.
Vi kan gå med ham, vi kan tale med ham.
We can have fellowship with him.
Og have fællesskab med ham.
We can have fun with him. He becomes truly our best friend.
Vi kan have det sjov med ham, og han bliver i sandhed vores bedste ven.
Now, let me tell you something.
Lad mig sige noget andet.
I am God's best friend.
Jeg er Guds bedste ven.
But you know what?
Men ved du hvad?
You are too.
Det er du jo også.
Every one of you.
Hver eneste af jer.
Every one of you are God's best friend.
Hver eneste af jer er jo Guds bedste ven.
But you may not know that.
Men det er ikke sikkert, du har en bekendelse af det. Måske er du ikke bevidst om det.
But you are.
Men det er du.
And that's a friendship that cannot be broken.
Og det er et venskab, som ikke bare kan brydes.
That's a friendship where as we get still and get quiet and we hear his voice and we see what he's doing.
Det er et venskab, som når vi bliver stille og begynder at høre hans stemme og finde ud af hvad det er han har gang i.
We get more empowered to do his work.
Vil vi opleve også at han giver os kraft til at gøre de ting han ønsker vi skal gøre.
Jesus said, or excuse me, in John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17.
1 Johannes 4, 17.
John said, as he is speaking of the Lord,
siger Johannes, ligesom han er, han taler om Herren.
As he is, so also are we.
Sådan som han er, således er vi også.
When we die and go to heaven,
når vi dør og skal til himlen,
no.
Nej.
As he is, so also are we in this world today.
Ligesom han er, sådan er vi også her i verden i dag.
Yeah, we say, well, yeah, but I mean, really, I'm not like him.
Og så siger vi, ja, okay, men altså, jeg er jo ikke ligesom Gud.
But he says that we are.
Men Johannes siger, at he said, vi er ligesom Jesus.
As he is, so also are you. You can write your name in there.
Du kan skrive dit navn ind her.
As he is, so also is Gary.
Ligesom han er, sådan er Hasse.
In this world today.
Her i verden
just
i dag.
Just like him.
Ligesom ham.
Now, how do we become like him?
Og hvis det skal være en virkelighed, hvordan bliver vi så ligesom ham?
In reality, we become like the people that we spend time with.
I realiteten så bliver vi formet og inspireret af de mennesker vi bruger tid med.
You know, that's true of children.
Det er jo sådan er det med børn.
You know, they become like whoever they spend time with.
Dem de leger sammen med bliver de jo præget af.
And if they're hanging around with the wrong kids, they don't act good.
Og hvis de hænger ud sammen med de forkerte børn, så får de også selv en dårlig attitude.
But they hang around with the good kids and then they act good.
Men hænger de ud sammen med de gode med gode børn, så påvirker det også dem positivt.
Well, so it is with us as adults.
På samme måde er det for os som voksne.
When we hang around with the wrong people,
hvis vi lader os påvirke af mennesker, som
we start acting like them.
Som negative mennesker, så begynder vi også at agere ligesom dem.
But the more that we hang around with Jesus,
men jo mere vi bruger tid sammen med Jesus,
the more we take on his characteristics,
jo mere vil vi også tage hans karakteristika.
The more we walk like him,
mere vil vi begynde at gå ligesom ham,
and talk like him,
og tale ligesom ham,
and let our light shine like him,
og lad vores lys skinne ligesom ham,
because we become like him,
fordi vi bliver mere som ham.
You see, we represent Jesus Christ to the world.
Fordi vi repræsenterer jo Jesus Kristus til verden.
And when they look at us,
og når man ser på
they
os,
make a decision about Jesus based on our lives.
Tager de en beslutning om Jesus baseret på det de ser i vores liv.
Assuming, of course, that they know that we are believers.
Forudsat naturligvis, at de er klar over, at vi er troende.
But and the, but we, it should be obvious that we're believers because our lifestyle is different.
Men egentlig burde det være åbenlyst, at vi er troende, fordi vores livsstil er anderledes.
Because we're like him.
Fordi vi er præget af ham.
And so then when people see the reality of Jesus in us,
så når mennesker omkring os ser Jesu virkelighed i os,
they are drawn to that.
Bliver de tiltrukket af ham.
And they want to know what's different about us.
Og ønsker at vide, hvad er det, der gør os anderledes.
And how can they experience the same thing?
Og hvordan de kan få lov til at opleve det samme.
And then they want to give their lives to Jesus.
Og som resultat ønsker de også at give deres liv til Jesus.
So Jesus chose the 12 that they would be with him.
Så Jesus valgte de 12 for at de kunne være sammen med ham.
And then after they were with him,
og efter at de havde været sammen med ham,
then he sent them out.
Sendte han dem ud.
He sent them out to preach.
Han sendte dem ud for at prædike.
Now, that word preach doesn't mean the professional preacher.
Det ord prædike, det betyder ikke den professionelle prædikant.
It literally means just to talk about the gospel.
Det betyder sådan set bogstaveligt bare at fortælle om evangeliet.
It means to tell other people the good news.
At fortælle andre de gode nyheder.
That they can experience salvation.
Så de kan opleve frelse.
That they can experience a touch from God.
Så de kan opleve en berøring.
That they can develop an intimate relationship with him just like us.
Så de kan udvikle en intim fællesskab med Gud, ligesom vi har.
Now, when Jesus sent the 12 out,
da Jesus sendte de 12 ud,
over in Luke chapter 9,
i Lukas kapitel 9,
Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2.
Vers 1 og 2.
He called the 12 together.
En dag kaldte Jesus sine 12 disciple sammen.
And he gave them power and authority.
Og gav dem magt og autoritet.
In other words, there was a transference of that power and authority that Jesus had was given to them.
Med andre ord, Jesus overførte sin autoritet til sine disciple.
He gave them power and authority over all demons and to heal diseases.
Han overførte sin kraft og sin autoritet til dem og gav dem magt over dæmoner og til at helbrede alle slags sygdomme.
And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to perform healing.
Så sendte han dem ud for at forkynde budskabet om Guds rige og for at helbrede de syge.
He sent them out just to talk about the things of God.
Han sendte dem ud, så de kunne fortælle.
What is the kingdom of God?
Hvad handler Guds rige om?
Well, simply it's the reign and rule of Jesus Christ in the earth today.
Det handler simpelthen bare om at Jesus Kristus regerer og hersker på jorden i dag.
Down in verse 6.
I vers 6.
They did it. Departing, they began going throughout the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere.
Så drog de afsted fra landsby til landsby, forkyndte budskabet om Guds rige og helbredte de syge alle vegne.
Now, what is the gospel?
Hvad er evangeliet?
You know, some people think it's church doctrine.
Nogle tror det er ligesom kirkelige doktriner.
Or it's theology.
Eller teologi.
But that's not what it is.
Men det er ikke det, det er.
The gospel is good news.
Guds evangeliet er simpelthen de gode nyheder.
And what is the good news?
Og hvad er de gode nyheder så?
That we can receive salvation.
At vi kan tage imod frelse.
That we can receive healing and deliverance.
At vi kan modtage helbredelse og udfrielse.
That we can be set free.
At vi kan blive sat fri.
Free to serve him.
Fri til at tjene ham.
Free to let our light shine.
Og til at lade vores lys skinne.
And so that's what they did.
Og det var det, de gjorde.
Everywhere.
Overalt.
They did the works of Jesus.
De gjorde Jesu gerninger.
Okay. And then in Luke chapter 10.
Og så i Lukas 10.
Jesus sent the 70 out.
Sendte Jesus så 70 disciple ud.
Verse 1. Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others.
Efterfølgende udvalgte Jesus 70 andre disciple.
And he sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come.
Og han sendte dem i forvejen to og to til de landsbyer han selv senere ville besøge.
And he was saying to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Og han gav dem følgende instrukser: høsten er stor, men arbejderne er få.
Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
Derfor bed høstens herre sende flere arbejdere ud til sin høst.
God sent out the 12.
Gud sendte først de 12 ud.
And then he sent out 70.
Og så sendte han 70 ud.
And he likened it to a harvest.
Og han sammenlignede det med en høst.
Now there's a lot of farming all around this beautiful country. It's her, everywhere.
I det her smukke land er der jo masser af landbrug rundt omkring.
And what would happen if the farmer sat on his porch in his rocking chair?
Og hvad ville der så ske, hvis landmanden sad på sin terrasse i sin gyngestol?
Oh God, bring in the corn.
Og sagde: "Oh herre Gud, bring høsten i hus.
Bring in the strawberries and the tomatoes.
Pluk tomaterne og høst jordbærene for mig.
God, just fill the barn up.
Gud, bare fyld laden op
with all the produce.
Med alt det som jorden producerer.
Would that farmer have any produce?
Vil den landmand have nogen særlig succes?
No.
Nej.
No. What did he have to do?
Hvad er han nødt til at gøre?
He has to prepare the soil.
Han er nødt til at forberede jorden.
Plant the seed.
Plante sæden.
Fertilize it. Water
it. Gøde den. Vande den.
And then as it grows.
Og når det vokser.
When it comes harvest time.
Og det bliver høsttid.
He goes out into the field.
Tager han ud i markerne.
And he picks the produce.
Og han plukker frugter,
and he brings it into the barn.
Eller høster kornet og bringer det ind i laden.
You see, there's a great harvest out there.
Der er en stor høst derude.
But there's not many that are willing to go out into the harvest field.
Men ikke så mange er villige til at gå ud i markerne.
And so God, Jesus sent the 12 out and he sent the 70 out.
Jesus sendte først de 12 ud og senere de 70.
In verse 9,
i vers 9,
part of his commission in sending them was and heal those in it who are sick.
Fortæller han en del af deres opgave var at helbrede de syge.
And say to them,
og sige til dem,
the kingdom of God has come near to you.
Nu er Guds rige kommet nær til jer.
They did two things.
De gjorde to ting.
They spoke the words.
De talte ordet.
And they did the works.
Og gjorde gerningerne.
Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also.
Jesus sagde, de gerninger som jeg gør, dem skal I også gøre.
And even greater works than these shall you do.
Ja, endda større gerninger end mig.
Because I go to my Father.
For jeg går til faderen.
Now, it would be wonderful just to do the works of Jesus.
At det ville jo være fantastisk bare at kunne gøre Jesu gerninger.
But he said that we would do his works, but even greater works.
Men han sagde endda at vi ville gøre hans gerninger, men større gerninger.
Because he is going to the Father.
Fordi han går hjem til sin far.
So what was the promise when he went to the Father?
Så løftet fra ham da han tog til sin far.
That he would send the Holy Spirit.
Var at han ville sende Helligånden.
That the Holy Spirit would come upon us.
At Helligånden ville komme over os.
Empowering us and equipping us.
Fylde os med kraft og udruste os.
To do the works of Jesus.
Til at gøre Jesu gerninger.
So that then we, as I said earlier, represent Jesus to the world.
Sådan at vi, ligesom jeg sagde tidligere, kan repræsentere Jesus i verden.
As he is, so also are we today.
Sådan som han er, sådan er vi også i dag.
Now when we got saved, when we gave our lives to Jesus,
dengang vi kom til tro og gav vores liv til
we
Jesus,
got a package deal.
Fik vi sådan en pakke.
We got the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Vi fik fællesskab med faderen, med sønnen og med Helligånden.
That lives and dwells on the inside of us.
Som lever inde i os.
Empowering us and equipping us.
Og giver os kraft og udruster os.
To do the very works of Jesus.
Til at gøre Jesu gerninger.
Now you say, well, that was the 12 and that was the 70.
Og så kan det være, at du siger, ja, det var så de 12 og de 70.
But it doesn't say anything about us.
Men det siger ikke noget om os.
It doesn't?
Gør det ikke?
Oh, I want to read one more Let me see back there in Luke chapter 10, verse 16.
Lad mig lige læse en til fra Lukas 10, vers 16.
I like this because Jesus told those 70, he said, "The one who listens to you listens to me."
Jesus siger derefter sagde han til disciplene, "De der lytter til jer, lytter til mig."
Think about that.
Prøv lige at tænke over det.
In other words, when we're speaking the words of God,
med andre ord, når vi taler Guds ord,
the people aren't just listening to us, they're listening to God.
Lytter folk ikke bare til os, men de lytter faktisk til Gud.
He said, "And the one who rejects you rejects me."
Og så siger han, de der forkaster jer, forkaster mig.
In other words, if people reject us because we're speaking the word of God to them,
med andre ord, hvis folk afviser os, når vi taler Guds ord,
they're not rejecting us personally.
Afviser de ikke os personligt.
They're rejecting who we represent.
Men de afviser den, vi repræsenterer.
They're rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ.
De afviser Jesus.
So, don't take it personal. If you're sharing the gospel with somebody,
så når du deler evangeliet med nogen, så lad være med at tage det personligt.
And they reject you.
Hvis de afviser dig.
They're not rejecting you personally.
De afviser dig ikke personligt.
They're rejecting Jesus.
Men de afviser Jesus.
So our obligation is to go and proclaim the gospel.
Så vores opgave er at gå ud og fortælle evangeliet.
The good news.
Gode nyheder.
And leave the results totally up to him.
Og overlade resultaterne fuldstændig til ham.
Okay? But our responsibility is to go and do.
Men vores opgave er at gå ud og gøre det.
Now, in Mark chapter 16.
I Markus 16.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
Vers 15.
And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation."
Så siger han, gå ud i al verden og forkynd evangeliet.
That's a commission to every one of us.
Det er en opgave til os alle sammen.
To go everywhere.
At gå overalt.
Wherever they are.
Uanset hvor de er.
Have you noticed that the non-believer is not breaking the door down of the church trying to get in to get saved?
Har du lagt mærke til, at de mennesker, der ikke kender Jesus, de står ikke udenfor og er ved at bryde ind i kirken, fordi de bare gerne vil komme til tro?
Right?
Okay.
Oh God, bring in the lost.
Vi står måske her og beder, Gud, bring de fortabte ind.
God, bring in the strawberries.
Gud, bring jordbærene i hus.
You know what I mean?
Kan du se sammenhængen?
Yeah, see, I don't see believer and non-believers all, you know, we're causing a traffic jam out there trying to get in here to get saved.
Ja, jeg ser ikke de ikke kristne skabe trafik her og se uden foran i forsøget på at komme ind og blive frelst.
No, the harvest field is out where they are.
Fordi markerne er derude.
So we go where they are.
Så vi er nødt til at gå derude.
Okay? And then we bring them into the barn.
Og så bringer vi høsten i hus.
And then we disciple them and we train them.
Og så træner vi og vi gør disciple af mennesker.
Okay, verse 16.
Vers 16.
He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned.
Den der tror og bliver døbt vil blive frelst, men den som ikke tror vil blive dømt.
And these signs will accompany those who have believed.
Og disse tegn skal følge dem der bliver
now,
dem der tror.
These signs will accompany the believer.
De her tegn skal altså følge de troende.
It doesn't say these signs will accompany the apostle.
Der står ikke, de her tegn skal følge apostlene.
The prophet.
Profeterne.
The pastor.
Præsterne.
The evangelist.
Evangelisterne.
The teacher.
Lærerne.
These signs will follow the believer.
Men de tegn skal følge dem som tror.
So, if you're a believer.
Så hvis du tror.
This applies to you.
Så har det her med dig at gøre.
You can write your name in there.
Du kan skrive dit navn inde her.
In my name, they, the believer, will cast out demons.
I mit navn skal de, altså de troende, drive dæmoner ud.
They, the believer, will speak with new tongues.
De skal tale med nye tunger.
They, the believer, will pick up serpents.
Og hvis de troende kommer til at tage på slanger, vil der ikke ske dem noget.
And if they, the believer, drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them.
Og skulle de troende drikke gift, vil det heller ikke skade dem.
And they, the believer, will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Og de troende skal lægge hænderne på de syge, og så bliver de helbredt.
That's a commission to every one of us.
Det er altså en opgave til hver eneste af os.
Because we're believers.
Fordi vi er troende.
So we should be seeing all of this happening in our lives.
Så vi burde jo egentlig se alle de her ting ske i vores liv.
Verse 19.
Vers 19.
So then when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
Efter at Herren Jesus havde sagt alt hvad han ville sige til sine disciple, blev han taget op til himlen, hvor han satte sig ved Guds højre side.
Verse 20.
Vers
20. And they, the believers, went out and preached everywhere.
Og de, altså de troende, gik ud alle vegne og forkyndte budskabet om Jesus.
In other words, they went out everywhere proclaiming the gospel.
Gik de ud overalt og forkyndte evangeliet.
And while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed.
Og Gud gav dem magt til at udføre tegn og under, som bekræftede at budskabet var sandt.
Again, it's both the words speaking the words.
Igen er det både at tale ordene,
but not just talking about it,
men ikke kun tale om det,
but actually doing it,
men rent faktisk også gøre det.
And what happened?
Og hvad skete der?
They turned the world upside down.
De vende verden, hele verden på hovedet.
This is a commission for every one of us.
Det her, det er en opgave, et kald til hver eneste
that
en af os.
As we go out,
at når vi går ud,
and we tell others the good news of the gospel,
og fortæller andre de gode nyheder om evangeliet,
that the Lord will confirm the words that we speak with signs that follow.
Der vil Gud bekræfte de ord, som vi taler, med de tegn, som følger med.
So God is calling us to the same two purposes that he called the 12 to.
Så Gud kalder os til de samme to formål, som han kaldte de 12 til.
First, to spend time with him.
Først at bruge tid sammen med ham.
And then secondly, to be sent out.
Og for det andet, at vi bliver sendt ud.
Okay? Now, in John chapter 12,
i Johannes kapitel 12,
verse 26,
vers 26,
Jesus said, if anyone serves me, he must follow me.
Siger Jesus, enhver som tjener mig skal følge mig.
So are we serving him?
Så tjener vi ham?
If we're serving him, he said we must follow him.
Han siger, hvis vi tjener ham, så må vi følge ham.
That means doing what he says.
Det betyder jo, at vi skal gøre det, som han siger til os.
Not trying to please people.
Ikke forsøge at please mennesker.
But to please him.
Men at gøre ham glad.
To serve him with a whole heart.
At tjene ham med et helt
and
hjerte.
And a pure heart.
Og et rent hjerte.
In John chapter 21,
og Johannes 21,
verses 19 through 22,
vers 19 til 22,
Jesus said to Peter,
siger Jesus til Peter,
he said, Peter, follow me.
Han sagde, Peter, følg mig.
And Peter said, well, yeah, but what about John?
Og så sagde Peter, ja, men hvad så med Johannes?
And Jesus said, what is that to you?
Og så sagde Jesus, hvad er det med dig?
You follow me.
Følg du mig?
He said, it doesn't matter what John does or doesn't do. That's none of your business.
Han sagde til Peter, det er jo ligegyldigt, hvad Johannes gør eller ikke gør. Det har ikke noget med dig at gøre.
Your business is to follow me.
Din opgave er at følge mig.
To serve me.
At tjene mig.
Wherever I am, that's where you're supposed to be.
Uanset hvor jeg er, det er der, du skal være.
Yeah, but what about that other church down the street?
Jamen, hvad så med den anden kirke?
What about my boss?
Og hvad med min chef?
What about my family?
Hvad med min familie?
What about anything?
Hvad med alt muligt?
We always say, yeah, but what about this? What about that?
Det er så ofte vores undskyldning. Så vi siger, jamen, det er meget godt, men hvad med?
And we're so concerned about everybody else, what they are doing or what they're not doing.
Og vi går så meget op i, hvad alle mulige andre gør eller ikke gør.
instead of doing what God's called us to do.
I stedet for bare at gøre det som Gud har kaldet os til.
So it doesn't matter what anybody else does or doesn't do.
Det faktisk ligegyldigt hvad andre gør eller ikke gør.
We're going to spend time with the Lord.
Vi skal bruge vores tid sammen.
We're going to develop an intimate relationship with Him.
Vi skal udvikle en intim relation.
And then we're going to go out and we're going to reap the harvest.
Og vi skal gå ud og vi skal høste.
That's what we're going to do.
Det er vores opgave.
Because that's what God said to do.
Fordi det har Gud sagt.
And so we're not going to get off track and focused on all these other things that are going on.
Så vi skal ikke blive afsporet og fokusere på alt muligt andet som foregår.
Okay? Turn to Matthew chapter 20.
Prøv lige at se i Matthæus 20.
Matthew chapter 20, we'll begin in verse 20.
Matthæus 20:25.
But Jesus called them to himself, and he said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them.
Men Jesus kaldte dem sammen og sagde, I ved, hvordan magthaverne i denne verden holder af at herse og hunse med folk, og hvordan de store nyder at vise deres magt over for de små.
But it is not this way among you.
Men sådan må det ikke være hos jer.
But whoever wishes to become great among you,
de som gerne vil være store og betydningsfulde blandt jer,
shall be your servant.
Skal være tjenere for alle de andre.
And whoever wishes to be first among you,
og den som ønsker at være først hos jer,
shall be your slave.
Skal være jeres slave.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served.
Menneskesønnen kom jo heller ikke for at lade sig betjene,
but to serve.
Men for selv at tjene.
And to give his life a ransom for many.
Og give sit liv som løsesum for at mange kan blive sat fri.
The greatest among us is the one who serves.
Den største blandt os er den som tjener.
Not the one who lords it over.
Ikke den som styrer ovenfra.
But the one who serves.
Men den som tjener.
I was a charter member of the Martha Hall of Fame.
Jeg var en æret medlem af Marthas Hall of Fame.
Do you have a sports club that only the very elite, the very best are members of?
Hvis man har en sportsklub, hvor kun de allerbedste kan blive medlemmer.
In other words, I was like Martha.
Jeg var ligesom Martha fra Bibelen.
But I was like Martha in the Bible.
Men jeg var faktisk ligesom Martha i Bibelen.
Jesus, tell Mary to help me.
Fortæl nu Maria, hun skal hjælpe mig.
She left me to do all this serving alone.
Hun lader mig stå helt alene med alt det her.
After all, Jesus, I'm doing this for you.
Jeg gør det her for dig, Jesus.
Right?
Hey.
You see, I had the Martha anointing.
Jeg havde Martha salvelsen.
And I was like Martha.
Og var ligesom hende.
I would do stuff for Jesus.
Jeg ville gøre ting for Jesus.
But I was constantly griping and complaining.
Men jeg brokkede mig hele tiden over det.
Jesus sagde, Martha, Martha.
Martha, Martha.
You're worried and bothered about so many things.
Du gør dig bekymring om mange ting.
There's only one thing that's important.
Men én ting er vigtig.
For Mary chose the better part.
Og Maria har valgt den gode del.
To sit at the feet of Jesus.
At sidde ved mine fødder.
So, you know what I did?
Så ved du hvad jeg gjorde?
I tore off my Martha badge and threw it away.
Jeg rev mit Martha æresmedlemsskilt af og smed det ud.
And I joined the Mary Club.
Og jeg blev medlem af Maria Klubben.
To sit at the feet of Jesus.
For at kunne sidde ved Jesu fødder.
The Martha anointing is necessary in the church.
Martha salvelsen er nødvendig i kirken.
And after pastoring for 30 years,
og efter at have været præst i 30 år,
I saw a lot of Marthas.
Så jeg rigtig mange Martha.
Most of them were like Martha in the Bible.
Men de fleste af dem var bare ligesom den Martha vi læser om her i Bibelen.
That outwardly they did what they were supposed to do.
Udadtil gjorde de det som de skulle gøre.
But on the inside it was like, why do I get stuck with all the dirty work?
Men indeni brokkede de sig, hvorfor er det
why
mig?
Why can't others help me?
Stå her med alt det her besvær.
Why do I have to be the last one?
Hvorfor
er
jeg altid den sidste der skal gå fra kirken?
You see? But once we get the Mary anointing,
men når vi får Maria salvelse,
sitting at the feet of Jesus,
og kan få lov at sidde ved Jesu fødder,
then our serving him is from a pure heart because we want to, not because we have to.
Så udspringer vores lyst og villighed til at tjene af et rent hjerte, ikke fordi vi skal, men fordi vi ønsker det.
And so God is calling us all to be servants with a pure heart.
Så Gud kalder os hver en til at tjene ham med et rent hjerte.
Not doing what we do grumbling and complaining.
Ikke gøre det mens vi brokker os og klager.
But because we want to be a servant.
Men fordi vi gerne vil være en tjener.
We want to serve him with a pure heart.
Vi vil gerne tjene ham med et rent hjerte.
We want to reach out to the needs of other people all around us.
Og vi ønsker at række ud og møde menneskers behov omkring os.
That's what it's all about.
Det er det, det handler om.
It's so important.
Det er så vigtigt.
That we watch our lifestyle.
At vi er opmærksom på den måde, vi lever vores liv.
In Ephesians chapter 5.
I Efeserne kapitel 5.
Verse 15.
Vers 15.
Ephesians 5 verse 15.
Efeserne 5, 15.
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
Derfor må I nøje overveje, hvad det er, I gør. Opfør ikke som de uvise, men lev klogt og besindigt. Udnyt enhver chance for at gøre det gode, for I lever i en ond verden.
So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
Så vær derfor ikke tankeløse, men prøv at forstå, hvad der til enhver tid er Herrens vilje.
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation.
Og drik jer ikke fulde, for det får jeg bare til at skære ud.
But be filled with the Spirit.
Men lad jer fylde af Helligånden.
Be careful of your lifestyle.
Vær opmærksom på jeres livsstil.
Be a man or woman of high integrity.
Vær en mand eller en kvinde med høj integritet.
Because others are watching.
Fordi andre ser på jer.
They're watching what you do, and they're watching what you say.
De ser på jer, hvad I som kristne gør og siger.
And have you noticed that you just can't get away with things like you used to be able to get away with them?
Og har du tænkt over, hvis det var, at du tidligere ikke var kristen, at i dag efter at have meldt ud, du er kristen, at du måske ikke altid kan slippe afsted med de samme
Because the road is getting narrower and narrower.
Fordi at vejen den ligesom snæver ind.
And as we grow and we're more sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Og jo mere vi vokser, og jo mere vi er følsomme over for Helligånden i vores liv.
We have a strong consciousness and awareness of the presence of God in our lives.
Får vi en stærkere og stærkere bevidsthed om Guds nærvær i vores liv.
And we realize that we can't get away with things that we used to be able to get away with.
Og vi bliver mere og mere klar over, at vi ikke bare kan gøre ting, som vi måske kunne gøre tidligere.
So God is calling us to strong integrity and strong character.
Så Gud han kalder os til at leve med en stærk karakter, en stærk integritet.
Because we represent Jesus.
Fordi vi repræsenterer Jesus.
Now, I want to take a moment and I want to pray for you all.
Jeg har lyst til at bede for jer alle sammen.
And I want to pray a prayer of impartation.
Og jeg har lyst til at bede en bøn, som er at jeg videregiver Guds nærvær.
And to stir up the gifts that are within you.
Fordi jeg ønsker at Gud han må opvække de gaver han har lagt i jer.
So that you may more effectively do what God has called you to do.
Sådan at I mere effektivt kan gå herfra og tjene ham.
You are vital to God's purposes.
I
every one of you
er afgørende betydning for Guds planer.
There is a place in the body of Christ that only you can fill.
Der er jo et sted i Guds læme som du kun du kan udfylde.
Nobody else can do what God is calling you to do.
Ingen anden kan gøre nøjagtigt det Gud har kaldt dig til at gøre.
So we want to stir that up.
Så det vil jeg gerne opildne.
So that we all become more effective in doing what God has called us to
do. Sådan at vi alle kan blive mere effektive og gøre det som Gud har kaldt os til at gøre.
And so while we're praying, I'm going to come around and I'm going to lay hands on every one of you.
Så mens vi beder, så vil jeg bare lige så stille gå rundt og lægge hænder på jer.
And as I'm doing this and as I'm praying,
og mens jeg gør det og mens jeg beder,
I want you to listen carefully to what I say.
Vil jeg gerne, at I skal lytte til det, jeg siger.
Because it applies to every one of you, not just the person that I may be laying hands on at the time.
Fordi det kan være til jer alle sammen, ikke bare til den person, som jeg lægger hænderne på i det øjeblik.
But every one of us in this room.
Men hver eneste af os i det her.
You see, you are so precious to the Lord.
I er så værdifulde.
He loves you so much.
Han elsker jer så højt.
And he wants a deep, close, intimate relationship with you.
Og han længes efter dybt, nært, intimt fællesskab.
He loves to spend time alone with his children.
Han elsker at bruge tid alene sammen med sine børn.
And so let's get that started right now.
Så lad os gøre det. Lad os komme i gang med.
Let's take a time of just beginning to entertain his presence.
Lad os tage en tid nu, hvor vi bare bliver opmærksomme på hans nærvær.
To come to a place of connecting with him.
Hvor vi begynder at få kontakt med ham.
To experience his manifest presence, the reality of him in our lives.
Hvor vi begynder at kunne opleve, at han rent faktisk er her til stede sammen med os.
And so we want to take just a moment to do that before I come around and begin to lay hands on
you. Så det bruger vi lige et lille øjeblik på, bare at samle os og fokusere, før jeg begynder rundt og bede for.
Because we want to focus on him now. The focus is on him, not on me.
Fordi fokus skal være på ham, ikke på mig.
But on him.
Men på ham.
So begin to entertain his presence.
Så begynd at åbne dig op for hans nærvær.
Just begin to pour your heart out to him.
Begynd at åbne dit hjerte og udøs dit hjerte.
And allow him to begin to minister to you.
Og tillad ham at begynde at betjene dig.
As you begin to soak in the manifest presence of God.
Mens du begynder at opsuge hans nærvær i dit liv.
Father, I thank you for your sweet presence in this place.
Far, jeg takker dig for dit nærvær på det her sted.
And Father, I pray that every person in this room,
og far, jeg beder hver eneste person i det her rum,
can begin to receive what you want to pour out.
Kan begynde at modtage det, som du ønsker at udøse over.
And so, Father, I pray for an impartation now.
Så her, jeg beder om en overførsel af dit nærvær lige nu.
Lord, that there be a release of a special anointing on each person.
Her, jeg beder om, at du vil forløse særlig nærvær over hver eneste menneske her.
That the gifts of the Spirit be stirred up within each one of them.
At dine gaver, Helligånd, må blive opvagt i hver eneste af dem.
Father, that you would use each one of them in a powerful way in your kingdom.
Her, du vil begynde at bruge hver eneste af dem på en kraftfuld måde i dit rige.
To let their light shine before men.
Så deres lys kan skinne for mennesker omkring dem.
That they might glorify you, O God.
Så de kan ære dig, Herre.
So Father, I pray that the eyes of their spirit might be opened.
Så Herre, jeg beder om, at deres ånds øjne må åbnes.
That their spiritual hearing be opened.
At deres åndelige ører må åbne sig.
Lord, that they can both see and hear what the Spirit of God is saying and doing.
Så de både kan se og høre, hvad du, Helligånd, gør.
For the purpose of cooperating with that.
For at de kan være i stand til at samarbejde med dig.
Father, release their lips to speak your word.
Far, åbn deres læber, så de kan tale dit ord.
Lord, to be your spokesperson.
Så de kan være din talsmand.
Father, I thank you that each person in this room,
far, jeg takker dig, hver eneste person her i rummet,
is just like you.
Er ligesom dig.
Because that's what your word says.
Fordi det siger dit ord.
And so, Father, I pray the reality of your presence might be known to each person.
Så jeg beder om, at deres forståelse af dit nærvær må blive
tydeligere.
Herre, de kan blive berørt dybt af dit nærvær.
That they have an insatiable hunger and a thirst for more of you.
At du vil vække en stærk længsel, sult og en tørst efter mere af dig.
To draw near to you.
At de må drage nær til dig.
To spend that time alone every day.
Og have lyst til at bruge tid sammen med dig alene hver dag.
To be filled overflowing.
For at kunne blive opfyldt til et punkt, hvor de flyder over.
Lord, that they might be released to allow that living water to flow freely from them.
Her, jeg beder om, at du vil give dem mulighed for at lade det her levende vand flyde ud af dem.
Touching every person they come in contact with.
Så det kan berøre mennesker omkring dem.
Lord, thank you for releasing them into the harvest.
Her, jeg beder om, at du vil sende dem ud til høsten.
For a great, great harvest.
Til den store høst, som venter.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Father, I pray for a release of your Holy Spirit.
Her, jeg beder også om en forløsning af din Helligånd.
That every person in this room be filled with your Holy Spirit.
Herre, jeg beder om, at hver eneste person her i rummet må blive fyldt af din Helligånd.
To be impacted powerfully by your presence.
At de kraftfuldt må blive berørt af dit nærvær.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
That every person will fulfill the call of God on their lives.
Så hver eneste person her kan begynde at udleve det kald, du har over deres liv.
And will walk in the destiny that you have for them.
Og vil begynde at bevæge sig i de planer og tanker, du har for dem.
So in the name of Jesus,
så i Jesu navn,
I impart to you anything I've received from the Father,
videregiver jeg til jer, hvad jeg har modtaget fra Gud,
that you need to do what God has called you to do.
Hvad end du har brug for at kunne udføre det kald, Gud har lagt på dit liv.
So I bless each one of you.
Så jeg vil sige, hver eneste af jer,
with the blessings of a father,
med vores himmelske fars velsignelse,
to do the works of Jesus,
for at kunne gøre Jesu gerninger.
So Father, we bless you and we thank you for what you're doing in this place.
Så far, vi velsigner og takker dig også for det som du gør på det her sted.
Father, I pray that that what you've done this afternoon will just be burned into our heart and into our spirit.
Herre, jeg beder virkelig om, at det som du har gjort den her eftermiddag virkelig må brænde sig ind i vores hjerter og i vores ånd.
That this be a new beginning, a new day.
Så det her kan blive en ny begyndelse, en ny dag.
That everyone has a desire for more of you.
At hver eneste her har en længsel efter mere af dig.
And to serve you with a whole